This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Brenda, and welcome to this week's episode. I'm currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario. In this week's episode, I interview Caitlin, who shares her experience of parenting through the pandemic. Enjoy! Good morning, Caitlin. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and talk to me. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well also, thanks. So can you please tell us about yourself?
Yes, so my name is Caitlin. I am 28 years old. I currently work two part-time jobs, but I'm on maternity leave from one and just kind of started training for the other. I'm on maternity leave from PSW work, and I'm starting to work with Distress and Crisis Ontario in an administrative position, which is lots of fun. And I have two children, a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-month-old son.
Oh, nice. That's a really big age gap. So how is it difficult to manage the two?
Yes, sometimes, okay. In terms of how different their needs are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously the 7-month-old needs me slightly more than the 10-year-old does, but sometimes the 10-year-old struggles with that. Uh-huh. Yes, but we're still figuring it out, and we're finding the balance.
Okay, that's good. Do you have help with taking care of your children?
I do. We actually share a home with my parents, and they do both work full-time, so it's kind of like a traditional one-parent home, other-parent working relationship, but they do help out when they can, when they are home.
Oh, that's good, because I know that kids can be lots of fun, but a handful also.
Yes.
So how has COVID impacted your parenting?
In some ways it's impacted it tremendously, and in other ways it hasn't made much of a difference. For my 7-month-old, I think it's probably made actually the biggest difference, because none of the usual options in terms of socializing him as a baby and having him meet new people and having him get used to not always having me around and all these things, I haven't been able to accomplish with the pandemic. There's no mom and baby groups. There's no, not even really going to visit family these days with how the pandemic has affected everything. So he's got some attachment issues, which will take some time to figure out, I think, but I also know that I'm not the only one going through this, and hopefully when we're able to get supports, they will be in place. And then with the 10-year-old, our biggest battle is boredom. She's just tired of being home all the time, which is totally, totally fair. We all are. So there's a lot of coaching and trying to remind her, hey, like, yes, we're stuck at home again, but we have a house full of things that we can do. We have puzzles, we have games, you have crafts and all these things. So it's just, kind of trying to encourage her to use her imagination a little bit more, but also completely understanding, hey, I'm really tired of being home all the time too. So
Yeah, that's so true, because I remember that a lot of my childhood involved going outside to play with my friends, so there wasn't really time to get bored, but I can see how it could be really difficult having to be stuck in the same place all day without being able to go out with people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does get a little bit of change in routine. Okay. Her dad and I have a 50-50 split custody arrangement. Mm-hmm. So she does at least kind of get to switch houses every other week. So she's getting a little bit of a change.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's still kind of, she's just genuinely bored, which is fair.
Yeah, this leads into my next question. So how are your children responding to COVID-19? I know that your son is just 7 months old, so I think this would apply more to your daughter.
Yeah. She's very tired of everything, but also understands the importance of being safe. Yeah. Obviously, for my family, our biggest priority is keeping my 7-month-old son healthy. Mm-hmm. It would be not a fun thing for him to catch COVID. Yeah. And in her other side of the family, her grandparents actually own and operate a retirement home.
Okay.
So they are very aware and very careful of ensuring the safety of all of their residents.
Mm-hmm.
So she very clearly understands why things need to be the way that they are, but she is still only 10.
Yeah.
And it is obviously, it's hard for adults. We're struggling with it. We're entering pandemic burnout.
Yeah.
She just wants it to be done. Yeah, she misses her friends. She misses her cousins. She misses being able to hug people. It's to the point where we had someone say hello to us just walking past us on the sidewalk the other day, and it was the highlight of her day.
Oh,
she was like, "Oh, that's so nice that she actually said hello." Right?
That's
awesome. She's so starved for social interaction that something that normally you would just kind of nod and smile and say good morning back led to a conversation because she was so excited that somebody actually said hello to us on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome to be able to see other people walking around, to know that, there are still people still here.
Yeah.
And then also, does she do schooling mostly online, or is it half online, half at home, or what's it like?
So she was doing school in person. She goes to school in Guelph, which her school specifically has not had any cases of COVID-19 at all, which is pretty incredible. But right now, everybody is doing school online from home, which has been a little bit challenging with a 7-month-old as well. It's very hard to keep him quiet when she's in the middle of doing work. So it's kind of, which her teacher and her classmates all know that she has a baby brother. If they hear baby noise in the background, they know that it's Theo. But it kind of, it is more difficult for me as a mom to be like, "I'm so sorry."
Sorry, you could go ahead.
No, she hates it though. She absolutely hates online school. Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't like having to stare at a screen all day. She doesn't like not being able to see her friends. And it's just, she typically loves school. She loves the social part of it. She loves learning new things. She loves being able to actually be in class and interact with her teachers and have that experience of school. So having to do it all through a screen, she's really struggling with it.
Yeah, because I know another big part of learning was being able to touch and interact with the things we were working with, and also having your friends to help you along the way in person was a lot of help, so I could see how that would not be much of a fun experience. So how was your experience helping your daughter out in school in general, with the learning part and getting the homework done?
It's kind of a little bit more challenging than I expected it to be, because my daughter does French immersion, and I do not speak French as well as I should. So sometimes there are cases where she's trying to ask me for help, even if it's just with a math question, and I understand the math. It takes me just that little bit longer to understand the language that's being asked in, which just kind of increases the time needed to actually be able to help her. So we always get there, we always figure it out, and she's at this point pretty good at translating things for me. It adds kind of an extra level, but that's the one thing that she is kind of grateful at being home for, is that she can come to me right away if she doesn't understand something, and maybe her teacher is busy helping somebody else on the computer, and she's got kind of that extra level of support right away. It's not like at the end of the day she has to be like, oh, let me remember this thing that I struggled with today. Mm-hmm. It's right away. We can talk about it, which has been cool too. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I also did French immersion, and it is hard learning, like, different subjects in it. Also, do the teachers offer, like, extra help online? Because for me, learning French in person was a lot better than learning it online. So is there, like, extra help? Like, if the child needs it from the teacher?
So what it seems like they're doing is the teacher will put up kind of all of the work for the day,
mm-hmm.
and then Ren's teacher at least stays online the entire day. They have two little lunch breaks,
mm-hmm.
and then other than that, her teacher is constantly in video chat offering support as they need it.
Okay.
Speaking of.
No worries.
She just needed to figure out how to do a video chat with a friend separately to do a project. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I just had to remember what we were actually talking about for a second there.
Oh, you were talking about the structure of your daughter's day online.
Pardon? Sorry?
I believe you were talking about the structure of your daughter's day online with the teacher being able to help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her school specifically uses Google, like, everything. So it's Google Classroom, Google Meet, Google Chat, like, all that kind of stuff, which is all in one spot and pretty easy.
Okay.
And so the teacher can do, like, separate little almost mini video conferences with students that need help. And she's been doing that very well. But I also know that that's not necessarily the case for all classes and all teachers, and some people don't understand use technology the same way. And I do know family and friends that are not having the same kind of experience. So it really, really depends on, how tech savvy your teacher is right now.
Okay. Yeah, technology is a really big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so with all the help that you're giving to your children, do you have time for yourself? Do you practice self-care? If so, what do you do?
I am not always the best at practicing self-care. Mm-hmm. I am somebody that definitely tries to make sure that everybody else is looked after before I take a minute for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been doing pretty well, especially on the weeks when I also don't have my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to set up some time with my son's other grandparents to go and have a visit and just drop him off with them for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And even if all I manage to do is go for a half hour long walk by myself, it can sometimes be exactly what I need just to refresh myself and regenerate and be able to get through the next week. And I do a lot of reading.
That's
do a lot of reading in my quiet moments. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And do you have any advice you'd like to share?
I think everyone probably has already learned this, but the biggest piece of advice that I can share right now is just to have patience with everybody. Especially because you don't necessarily know what struggles people are going through with things like maybe they had a really bad day with online learning because their internet went out or that kind of thing, right? Like all these things that normally aren't necessarily big problems can become big problems these days. And just patience with children who are struggling through all of these crazy changes in their lives, patience with parents who are trying to figure out on their own how to help their kids through these things. And just lots of patience.
Yeah, that's so true, because I don't think any of us have been through a global pandemic before, so everyone is, like, taking it one day at a time and learning new things all the time.
Exactly,
And is there anything else you would like to add?
I think that's everything.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective with me. I'm not a parent yet, so I can't, I don't really know what parents are going through right now. So, yes, thank you for sharing your side of things.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, Brenda.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forums series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar www.bsw.ca/distressandcrisisontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.